Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Life Inspiration and Transformation with Mar. I am Mar Oscategui. I am founder of the International Maternity and Parenting Institute. I am also the founder of Physical Awakening, and I am hosting this series of Life Inspiration and Transformation so that all of you can be inspired and motivated to hear the many variety of stories that are out there that can inspire and transform your life as well. So today, I have Susie Sink, a holistic family, sleep, and wellness specialist, who is a graduate of actually my organization, the International Maternity and Parenting Institute. She has founded Susie Sink Sleep Solutions, and I'll give you a little bit more in-depth information about her here. She's a holistic family, sleep, and wellness specialist. She offers integrative solutions to modern-day child and family sleep challenges. Her work bridges the gaps between sleep and health, consciousness, and vitality. She began her life-affirming wellness consulting 15 years ago after training in herbalism, nutrition, and iridology. Her passion for health on all levels led her to further research and practice in yoga, meditation, qigong, energetic Chinese medicine, sound and light therapy, transpersonal psychology, and the philosophy of the mind. She weaves multidisciplinary knowledge into valuable, effective, customized support for her clients, and she enjoys using her intuitive, empathetic abilities and her depth of experience to assist her clients' powerful, heart-centered, lasting changes in their sleep, health, and outlook on life. For Susie, health is the cornerstone of a life worth living, and she has dedicated her life to helping others reclaim theirs. Susie lives on the island of Kauai in Hawaii with her family and savors all of life's precious moments, watching her son grow, the sounds of rain, and the taste of perfectly ripe fruit. So welcome to the show, Susie.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Very excited
yes, we can
to be
hear,
here.
Yeah, it's very exciting to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, as you heard, I introduced you and I started this series of Life Inspiration and Transformation to inspire and motivate everyone out there in hearing the various and variety of stories. And I would love to start with you. I know one of the questions that came up that we were discussing is how you actually got started on this life path. Specifically, I know sleep has been a pretty prominent aspect of, although you help in wellness in all ways, I know sleep has been pretty prominent. So I'd love to share with our audience how you got started on that path.
Just to clarify the question, how I got started in my interest in sleep consulting?
Correct.
So I gave birth to a beautiful, amazing son 5 years ago, and my pregnancy was challenging, emotionally challenging, and then the birth itself was long. It was over 24 hours of labor, and then after the birth, I was basically on my own, and I had developed a undiagnosed thyroid condition called Hashimoto's, or pregnancy-induced thyroiditis. And unfortunately, what that caused was, in addition to just the normal postpartum experience of, you know, exhaustion and needing to repair the physical body for the mother, which is totally normal for every single mom to need that time period of rest and recovery, I additionally had the exhaustion of hypothyroidism. So for the first year of my son's life, I was struggling deeply with my own sleep challenges, in addition to really not knowing how to handle and how to be with a little guy for the first time, and all of the sleep disruptions that he was going through. And so because of all of that, I once I got through the other side of it, I developed a passion to help other people so that nobody hopefully would ever have to go through what I went through in that first year of my son's life.
That's beautiful. Excellent. And so how did you find yourself doing that for people who want to know? And I know that we want to talk about an example of a client success story that you've gone through. Because one of the things, I don't know, I didn't explain too much at the beginning of the show, but I founded, as I explained in the beginning of the show, the International Maternity and Parenting Institute, and a specific program to sleep, which is called Maternity and Child Sleep Consulting. And it's the first program, and so far the only program that's out there that introduces a holistic and integrative approach to how we apply sleep solutions. Right now, because we're out there, but for a very, very long time, most of the solutions that were available for child sleep challenges were based on what's called sleep training. And I have a background also in health and for more than 20 years in a variety of modalities. And I became deeply inspired to find a way to reach out to an expanse, to reach the globe basically, with what I understood to be a more integrative and holistic approach to sleep that wasn't just based on behavior methodologies and the sleep training that I did. So anyway, long story short, I created this program and was very passionate about putting this out there. And so Susie and I met along that path. And as I had shared with you from her bio, she also shares this very holistic approach and outlook on life and so on. And so part of that uniqueness and part of what Susie brings to the table is this approach, is this way of working, which is not just based on a mainstream or more of the old model way of dealing with sleep challenges, but rather a holistic, more conscious approach that involves many different aspects involving sleep and not just, you know, sleep and behavior alone. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about how that unfolded for you, and then hear some, maybe a story or two of how that's been unfolding for you and what kind of changes you've seen in your clients based on that.
Yes, I'm happy to. I have chills when you talk about it. So going back to my own personal experience, I'm going to share this part because I feel like so many parents out there can relate to what I'm about to share. So when my son was you know, an infant and was not sleeping well and was waking up every hour or every 2 hours throughout the day and night in order to nurse because I was breastfeeding him, and I was breastfeeding him on demand, and I just had no idea what I was doing, and I was looking for solutions, and so I started reading different books. Like I read the Baby Whisperer, and I tried the Pick Up Put Down method, and I tried all these different things in order to try to get my son to sleep. And there was even a time I was home at my mom's house, and my mom, you know, she raised her children during the era of Dr. Spock, and she, you know, I was so sleep deprived at the time. And I remember sitting on the couch in my mom's living room crying with my best friend and my mom because I just was like, I don't know what to do. I feel so exhausted and I just need to sleep and I just need my son to sleep. And I would spend, goodness, I would spend like an hour and a half rocking him, nursing him to sleep, rocking him to sleep. And then I would try to put him down in his crib. And as soon as I would lay him down in the crib, he would wake up. And then I would have to do things, the same routine over again. So I would spend so much time just trying to get my son to sleep. And so then at one point my mom was like, just put him in the crib and let him cry it out. And I did that for, I would say, 20 minutes one night, and I was just like, this isn't right. This doesn't feel right in my heart of hearts. And I so wish that I had known me back then or someone like me who had been able to talk to me about the entire gestalt of what was going on between me and my son in order to help me unravel the different things that were going on that were causing both of us to not be able to sleep. And so the way that I approach sleep with my clients now is really in this way where it's a conversation. And I like to call myself a sleep sleuth because I feel like the work that I do with my clients is detective work. There's no one-size-fits-all solution for any of my clients, and it really, in the end, has to do with what's going on with the caregivers emotionally and then what's going on with the child emotionally. And so rather than, like, I will give you stories and a few examples, but I would say that overall, with all of my clients at this point in my practice, I'm never employing a behavioral method, a behavioral approach towards sleep. I'm always looking at what are the underlying causes that are getting in the way of the body's natural ability to sleep, because we all know how to sleep. Our bodies are designed for sleep. It's in a natural imperative. And unfortunately, due to the chaotic lifestyles that we live in this modern world, there's things that get in the way of that. So really it's about looking at what's getting in the way of what is completely natural for us. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Well, you know, this is what I preach. So this is exactly what you've heard me, you know, say in our course, and you're a perfect example. Like, Susie's been you know, very much, and I think everybody who comes across our organization and kind of the work that I put out there, we're in alignment. You know, that's why we come together. We align. And when I met Susie, she very much has this very much holistic approach to things in life. And so when she began the sleep journey and began taking our program and really fine-tuning everything she already knew, it just became, of course, it's synchronized, basically, and aligned with everything else you were doing, which is wonderful. So absolutely, because as you know, one of the things that I brought to the table and to the forefront for people is this understanding that we have to get to the root, right? We have to get to the root to understand why there's a sleep challenge in it. And behavior, that's the whole thing. Behavior is one part of it, but behavior, addressing just the behavior alone, is it's kind of backwards, because I think one of the things that stood out for me and stands out for me still, and what I talk about a lot, is the definition of behavior. Behavior, if you look up the definition, Webster Dictionary or wherever, is a response to a variety of internal and external stimuli. So if it's a response, why would we be, as you know, these professionals or parents or caregivers, responding to a response of a challenge and not going underneath and finding out, well, why is my child responding this way and why am I, and so on. But anyway, enough about that. So yes, we understand you completely. It's very, very empowering the way that you consult and the way that you work. So give us an example of someone, let's say you've worked with, where typically, similar to the example you gave in your own life about how you put your child to cry it out for 20 minutes and you realize, no, this doesn't feel right. Another example of someone you worked with where they may have tried another behavioral methodology, or they were thinking about it or whatever it was, and then you came in and through your work were able to come to a solution that actually gave a whole other perspective.
Okay, I definitely will. And I just want to backtrack for 1 second and say that I want to completely honor meeting you, because it really was like fireworks going off, because I finally felt like, oh my goodness, here is this amazing, brilliant teacher and leader who really deeply understands the interconnectedness of all things and the deep importance of getting at the root and the heart of what's causing things in the body. So I just have to say that you were such a guiding light in me finding my own truth and my own way in understanding how how to address sleep. So thank you for that. And in regards to a client story, so one that jumps out at me is a mom who came to me, and she was so tired and so exhausted, and she had a toddler who was, I think, around 2 at the time, and he wasn't taking good naps. He wasn't sleeping well at night. The child was so severely overtired, and she really just was at her wit's end and didn't know what to do. And when we started talking, it became clear to me that there were a couple of underlying things going on with her. One is that she herself was stressed out, and she was still breastfeeding. So what happens when a mom is breastfeeding is that all of her there's like a biochemistry that like a soup that is happening between the infant and or the breastfeeding child and the mother, and basically all the hormones and chemicals that the mother is experiencing get passed to the child. And I know for sure that this is part of what was going on with my son as well, because I was so stressed out and I was nursing him, and there's no way at all that he could possibly relax when I was so stressed out. And I knew that this was the case for this woman as well. So one of the things that we needed to do right off the bat was find a way for her to have more self-care and to take care of herself so that her cortisol levels could, you know, could decrease and her feel-good hormones could increase, and she could start to be giving some of that to her child, and her child could start receiving that, not only on the physical level, but on the energetic level. Because if a mother is in a constant state of fight or flight, the child is going to be in sympathetic resonance with that. And the child isn't going to know how to relax its body, its emotional state, if the mother is really, really amped up that way. So helping her create more space in her life, helping her take breaks in her day, helping her to meditate, and helping her to find little ways to, let go of things that she didn't need to do, or to find support for the things that she did need to do. And also helping her to ask for help, because her relationship with her husband was kind of stressful, and he really wasn't, in this case, showing up in the way that she needed him to. So helping her with all of that was really important. And then in addition to that, because of all of those things, she didn't have a routine down for her child. And she would nap him when he was, she didn't have a consistent routine, and she would bring him out and have him napping in the car, and it was really chaotic, and this child needed a lot more consistency. And in addition to that, the mother really didn't have very strong boundaries. She had a very difficult time saying no to her child and also saying no to her husband. And so I helped her also being able to set stronger and clearer boundaries for herself. And when we did those things, the child's sleep just fell right into place. It was like magic, except it wasn't. And there was absolutely no need at all to do any kind of formal sleep training with him whatsoever.
Isn't that something? Thank you for that. I love hearing these stories. And this is why we're running these series of shows. And so Susie's the first one to launch this with us. We're going to have many others who are going to share similar stories. And it's amazing, and like you said, it's almost like a miracle, but it isn't at the same time, because when you really think about it logically, how can we expect our children to relax if we're not relaxing? How can we expect our children, the lifestyle we're modeling and how we're living absolutely has a tremendous effect, and it's very interesting how so quite often it's my child has to do this and my child has to behave in this way, or do our expectations for our children, when in our own lifestyle, just like you mentioned with this client example, the boundaries were loose and there wasn't a routine and, you know, there was marital issues and, you know, she wasn't taking time to care for herself and these things. And so it's quite amazing. And kudos to you for being able to go in there. And this is the power of Susie's work, is that, you know, in meeting with her and having a consult with her, not only does it become an exploration and a support system for your child's sleep, but then in addition to that, you have a tremendous opportunity for personal development and growth. And, hey, I mean, you know, who would have thought? It's great.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I feel like I know this is true for me, and I feel like it's true for everyone. Whenever we have any kind of challenges in our lives, they're opportunities for growth, and that's absolutely why they're there, is to help us evolve and become, you know, more shiny, awesome versions of ourselves. And oftentimes, you know, we need each other in order to be able to see that, because when we're in it, it's really hard sometimes to know that there's something past that and that we're going to get through it and that everything's going to be okay.
Exactly. Absolutely. There's no question about that. Did you have any other client stories that stick out for you that you
want to
share?
Yes, I do. I had another client who has a little girl. And another situation, the child was waking up multiple times at night. This family had actually tried a modified cry it out early when the child was younger, I think maybe around a year old, and it hadn't worked. And they had actually come to me when I was still doing my certification, and I didn't really feel like I was able to help them at the time, and so I directed them to an online sleep support service. I'm not going to say which one, but they tried using that, and they really didn't get the kind of individualized support that they were looking for. And so like 3 or 4 months later, they came back to me, and I said, okay, I think I'm ready to help you. And same thing, I talked with the mom, I talked with the dad. They're a very loving family, and yet they were having a lot of stress in their marriage. And the mom was trying to return to work full time, and they were in the process of moving. And anyways, the daughter's sleep was just completely upside down. And so I worked with both of the parents, and I helped them find their voice in talking with each other, and also talking with their daughter. And it turns out that their daughter, even though she was very young, she was a year and a half at the time, or maybe a year and a half at the time, she is a very, very sensitive and intuitive person, little person. Mm. And so she could really, really feel all of the dissonance and the disharmony that was happening between the parents and all of the stress of the mom. And she was also really missing her mom, because her mom had started going back to work. And so dad was stepping in more, which is awesome. And they also had hired a nanny, but it was too much for the little girl. And so we worked on making the daughter feel safe. And we did that by things that included having mom wear, you know, a t-shirt at night, and then keeping that with the daughter anytime that the mom was not there. And then also having the mom talk with the daughter about how it was for mom to go back to work and the challenges that mom was feeling and the stress that mom was feeling with the dad. And really, really just helping the daughter to feel safe. And instead of because the daughter was basically afraid of her crib at this point. She really was resisting being in her crib and didn't like it and didn't feel safe. And so we took many, many steps back and created ways to make the daughter feel safe in her crib by playing games in her crib and having the parents be much more in the room with the daughter at night, so that there wasn't that same fear of abandonment when the daughter went into the crib. And then she started, you know, we worked on this for, you know, maybe a month, and then the daughter became a champion sleeper. And she has been ever since. And then I got a call from them recently because now she's now two, and she climbed out of her crib about a week ago, and she felt really scared because she kind of fell on the floor. So now we're working again on safety, and we created, I had them do a celebration, a big girl bed celebration, so that she would be excited about being in her big girl bed instead of resisting it, and they're having great success again. So
wonderful.
I feel like this is another example that highlights the need to really look at what's going on emotionally and psychologically with the child and with the family in order to deal with the heart of the matter, rather than just saying, okay, well, let's put her in her crib and let her cry, you know. And that's not to say that there are not times that type of I don't want to say methodology, but, you know, sometimes it's best for whatever is going on with the family that they need to just let the child cry. There's instances that that's appropriate and that that's truly what is best for the family. But if we don't look at the underlying emotional issues first, then even doing that is not going to get the results that a family wants.
Thank you. And I'm so glad you mentioned that. That's a really great point, because I think one of the – maybe this will be another episode – but one of the key areas that I feel get the markets missed on is crying, because there's so much attention in controlling crying, whether it's crying it out or no cry. It's still crying becomes the focal point, and the reality is that crying is just an expression. It's a form of communication, and so how we approach the crying, you know, is huge. But anyway, just to wrap up for the show is coming to an end, and I wanted to make sure that we get Susie's information out there. Susie can be reached at SusieSenk.com. It's SusieSenk.com. Please visit her website. She, although she lives in Hawaii, you're not limited to contacting her. If you live there, no matter where you are around the globe, that's correct, Susie, right? People can contact you and work with you on Skype, on the phone, and so on. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful.
I have clients all over the world, and Skype and FaceTime or whatever is convenient is very easy for me.
Thank you. So I wanted to personally thank you, Susie, for doing the work that you do, for going out there, for bringing this very progressive, holistic approach, for really doing such a tremendous job changing the lives of families and children, and for you showing up, because, you know, it all started with Susie really stepping into her own power, which then led into what she is now giving back to all of her clients. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Mar. Thank you for the opportunity to talk today, and thank you for everything that you do for the community of sleep and children and families, and everything that you've done for me. You're just an absolute angel, and I adore you.
Thank you. I feel the same way. We're like soul sisters. I know we've said that before, and we definitely are, and I'm just really grateful and appreciative for how you show up and how the courage that it takes and the vulnerability for you to continue to show up and then to do what you do and to have the passion that you do is tremendous. And I'm just so happy that, you know, you've gone in this direction and you're doing what you're doing.
Yay!
Okay, good. Excellent. Well, I will definitely have you back. There's no question about that. I know there's so much more we can discuss and much more. And I'm keeping these episodes just to, you know, a minimal because of, I think it stopped recording now, actually. So I'm talking to you without the recording here. Blog
okay,
Talk
great.
Radio times it. You know, they
uh-huh.
It's very formal in that way. They time it. So I know I'm going to have you back for more. And this is just the beginning.
Yay, I had so much fun. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. So, yeah, once it's already aired live, but then once the recording comes up, I will definitely share it. And then you can share it as well.
Okay, super. I'll put it on my website.
Okay, excellent. All right, enjoy your day.
Yay, I have one question since I do have you.
Sure.
I have a case that is, I'm still working on it. I'm still trying to crack it. But if I'm not able to, I feel like I would like to see if we could bring it to the advanced class.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. Anytime. It's for everyone needs a case submitted. It's always an open door in that arena because there's always something to learn. So it's great.
Okay. It's a 3-month-old who has eczema and possibly silent reflux, and has multiple caregivers and is just not, the sleep is just not coming together.
Okay.
And I'm still looking at lots of different things, but I'm not sure. I'm not having a good feeling that I'm going to be able to get to the bottom of it myself. I might be able to. We'll see. But it seems
yeah,
like
yeah, and probably what it is, which I'm sensing, which who knows? We'll see when we get started. But probably what it is you probably have figured it out, and you probably know, but maybe you want to confirm where you're starting from is appropriate. You know, because when there's so many things in the mix, sometimes it's like having
yeah.
that extra confirmation of like, okay, am I starting at the right place? Like, I know what's kind of going on. Am I starting at the right place? Am I headed in the right direction by beginning here and not here kind of thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You probably know, and I have a feeling it's more like, all right, can you confirm this? And I'm not like, it's a lot, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it's obvious
I'm
to
happy
me
to do that.
It has inflammation and is uncomfortable in his body. But,
right.
And I feel like that's the root of it, but I don't know how to get him feeling better.
Right. And then the other thing that stands out for me right away, not even seeing the case yet or knowing all the details, which obviously I need to, is all the caregivers. So that's interesting to me in terms of how many are there exactly and what are their roles and how often are they switched from him? Is it day to day or every few hours or what's going on there? That'll also be a very interesting part of understanding the situation and then how you could bring more consistency and a way to deal with the specifics of the eczema in terms of the application of the solutions for that. Okay, great.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Look forward to it. Just feel free to submit.
How do I go about submitting that if I'm going to do that?
So put it in a Word document, and what you
okay.
want to do in the Word document is you want to give as much detail as possible, just like the age. If you have an intake, you want to submit that as well. But in the Word document, just provide the circumstances, you know, who the caregivers are, what the sleep challenges are, how long this has been going on for, what their goals are, and, you know, any details that will support us. And then what I will do is I will follow up with additional questions. Should I have
okay,
any,
sure.
And then we'll take it from there.
Great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay. Take care.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.